God say anything about us who figuratively live in the balcony of the world and have so much that we have to empty and take to Goodwill so we can bring more in? Or we rent space to store because we need it all. Does God say anything about what he expects from us? And before, this is what God says. The Apostle John is speaking for God. And he said, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. We love the other believers. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Verse 15. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Now here's the hard verse, verse 17. But whoever has this world's goods, now look up for your Bibles for a minute. You and I have this world's goods. If you're wearing a watch, if you have any money in your pocket, if you have clothes that are not threadbare and tattered, if you're wearing real shoes, and if you're going to leave here in a self-driving vehicle, we are rich compared to the rest of the world. Okay, so back down. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now the question for us is, are we living with Christ-like compassion? Remember the story Jesus told about the Levite and the priest? They had orthodox doctrine. They believed truth about God, and they walked through life and could walk right by a bleeding, dying, moaning, suffering fellow human being. And the Lord says, whoever has this world's good and sees, and he limits it to believers, his brother in need, and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? Christ-like compassion for our fellow humans on earth frees us to invest in heaven instead of laying up treasures on earth. Christ-like compassion helps us see that our lifespan and our resources were all given to us by another, the one who owns us and who wants a return on his investment. Christ-like compassion comes as we surrender all we have and all we are to Jesus. And as we'll see next time, that's the fast of Isaiah 58. It's a chosen lifestyle that says, I will not go through another day of life walking by the broken, the wiped out, the those that are on the roadside of my life without having Christ's compassion.